this week and we continue to fast and we're looking at how God rescues us, God also wants to deliver us from a bad attitude. How's your attitude? Are you willing to ask the people that you spend the most time with, how's my attitude? It's a simple question, kind of vulnerable, but pick the three people that you spend the most time with. Just check in with them. Say, hey, be honest with me. How's my attitude? You know, day after day, week after week, what are you picking up on? And people that have a good attitude in general, you know, they're grateful, they're generous, good listeners. But people who have a bad attitude, something's not sorted out. And it could be some pain from a relationship. It could be overwhelmed. It could be they're not managing what's in their lives well. It could be they're just in a pattern and routine of being grumpy. And maybe you're that way. So think about consistency in your relationships and bringing a good attitude to all your relationships in the different settings. Even Job, when he was at his lowest point, turned to God in worship. So maybe worship's the place to start. In the morning, if you just start out with a bad attitude, maybe spend some more time in prayer and worship or in God's Word. But check in, be vulnerable, ask the people around you, how's my attitude? And then let God heal, let God deliver, and be willing to change that thing, especially if it's stinking. And God wants to rescue us. You'll be blessed when you trust Him with your attitude.